It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us. Ian Hoke is our senior producer back at the station in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you too as well. How are you?
Good. It's Friday. Free for all Friday. Here already.
It's free for all Friday, baby.
I'm ready. Got some great bumper music planned.
Yeah, I see that.
Get us all up and excited.
Hey, man. I was messaging my girlfriend on Instagram earlier, and I typed in a little comment, and then it's got this little button, this little AI button, and then it gives you all these options to like make it funnier, make your text funnier, or make it more supportive. And I think this is really sad and weird. Like, I guess this, I don't know, this particular interaction that I had with AI technology this morning really made me sad. Like, everybody's just going to be relying on AI to make their texts funnier now? Nobody wanted that.
No. And so, you know, if somebody turns out to be funny, maybe it's not them. Maybe it's AI.
Yeah.
You know, I hope that we get to the point where it's just obvious that something is AI and not human generated.
Mm-hmm.
Because frankly, I don't want everybody to be creative. I don't want everybody to sound smart and funny. I don't want people to use AI to make up for their own incompetence or to make up for their own lack of talent or lack of ability to be creative. And that's what is going to happen to some degree.
Yeah, right now it's easy to spot, but I think, you know, in another couple of years, it won't be. And nobody will be creative and nobody will be smart and nobody will be articulate. And, you know, I'll just wait for the planet ending comet to get here a little sooner.
Well, I still hope that we're able to distinguish between human generation and AI generation.
Put me in the Matrix already. Put me in the little red bathtub with all the jello and turn me into a battery. I don't want this.
No, yeah, I don't want this either. But you know, Ian, I think the more AI comes into play, the greater the need will be for humanity, for mm-hmm. human touch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, years ago, I read a series of books, Megatrends. The first book was Megatrends, written by John Nesbitt. In fact, I interviewed him after these books were written when I was on WWL in the early 90s. And John Nesbitt wrote these books called Megatrends. It's Megatrends, Megatrends 2000, and then Megatrends for Women. And one of the things that he theorized about was that the more technology that takes over our lives, the greater the need for high touch, high tech, high touch. Mm. The greater the need for the human element. And one of the examples that he gave was at the time, this is when hospitals were doing birthing rooms look more like a room at home. Mm-hmm. Instead of a hospital mm-hmm. room. So you've got all this high tech stuff, and then there's going to be the need for high touch. some kind of human element involved. And, you know, I thought that was an interesting theory. And over the years, I've seen that in play. And so I'm hoping that as AI comes into our lives and technology comes into our lives even more, that there's going to be more of a need for the human touch.
Yeah, you know, I like the way you articulate that. I wish I was as hopeful as you, because especially we're having this conversation now in the shadow of the conversation you just set up about where truth is broken, reality is broken, because there's tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of people in this country, to say nothing of people around the world, that cannot tell the difference between fact and fiction. Not only can they not tell the difference, they do not want to.
Correct.
And that is some dark ages stuff, man. Yeah. I mean, this is like throw the astronomer in jail kind of thinking. And now it's here with us, right here in the 21st century. At the same time, we now have artificial intelligence that's sort of doing the heavy lifting in these other ways. And it doesn't make me feel great.
No, it shouldn't. And, you know, we had a great conversation about this yesterday, and that conversation with this professor from Duke is posted on our website, wwl.com. There's a blog. I wrote a blog that leads up, that kind of sets it up. It's also on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page where you could comment on it, and I will read some of your comments from the Facebook page a little bit later in the show. But it's all about why people are believing these lies, and it's just ridiculous lies. And he brought up some really, really interesting, enlightening points about that. It's interesting to understand that.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.